talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go here. It's a Getaway Friday, Friday, September 26, 2025. 15 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. And it's always good to hear from Pastor Whitaker. Came in a little late today, but that's no problem. Got caught in traffic. That certainly does happen. You know, I like hearing what Pastor Whitaker has to say.
I agree. I think, you know, it's a good show.
It is a good show, and you do have to have differing opinions on the station. You know, I've been in contact with Pastor Whitaker ever since he left the station back in 2023. So, I think it's interesting. Now, it, you know, fires up some people who are out there listening for the good and the bad. Some people agree, some people don't, but that's the way it goes. I think that's the way it goes with all shows.
Probably, yeah. I mean, well, I don't know about probably, actually. I mean, I think there are a lot of lopsided shows.
It's different, but you know what? I like hearing all opinions. I truly
yes, all
do.
All opinions is the better way to go.
I mean, I don't understand why people don't want to hear all opinions. It's bizarre to me. Yeah.
I mean, well, okay. They might hear a point that they find that they think is good, and then it actually bothers them because now there's a valid viewpoint against their views. So I mean that tends to be rough, but you know.
Tell people about your show tonight.
Okay, well, Scott has to run outside real fast. I don't know what up with that, but my show. Sorry, my head broke. My show tonight, I'm gonna talk a little bit about baseball. I don't know much about baseball, but there I saw a story that I found I thought was rather interesting. I got like chalk on my leg somehow. I don't even know what. But so I'm gonna talk a bit about baseball. There's a baseball story I wanted to talk about. I'm gonna talk a little bit about football. There's always some stuff going on in football. It won't be much, I don't think. I want to talk about the return of Jimmy Kimmel. I don't think we've got to talk about that yet, because I think that was, you know, recent. But I have a poor view of time. One second. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
What are you going to have? Are you going to have anything on the 10 o'clock hour about your football or anything like that tonight?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about football. I wanted to talk, there was a story in baseball that I saw that I thought was interesting.
What was that story about recently?
Yeah, I mean, I saw it in the AP recently. I thought that, I mean, I was like, you know, that's not every day you see an AP an AP story about baseball.
Well, you know, the Guardians was playing the other night, and I just tuned that in and out, but I don't listen to everything, and I don't know the names of it. But wasn't that a terrible thing that happened? The pitcher hit the batter, and I think down in the lower lip and in the nose area, and that's, you know, them balls are going 80, 90 mile an hour, you know, and that's the first time that I've watched a baseball game that they brought the card out and hauled them away. Did you see or hear anything about that?
No, I didn't. That's rough.
Look that up. Maybe it might be on your tablet or something, but it was, I don't know, and I haven't heard the outcome of what was happening, but he could have been, the way they talked, you know, he could have been seriously in that nose area, you know, if you get hit hard there, that can kill you right up in that bridge of that nose and stuff.
Well, I mean, those balls fly, you know, 90-some-odd miles an hour, so, I mean, that's...
Well, I thought maybe you'd hear that, so I thought I'd chirp in there, and thanks a lot. I'll catch up with you later, then.
Sounds good.
Hey, Matt?
Yeah.
You know that cabin cruiser?
Yeah.
Well, and you know, when Scott was having that trivia, he had something about a bottle, you know? Do you know what the answer that was? You was there with him, the bottle?
Oh, cap.
Okay, you know what? The pastor come from down there at, what the heck is it, down there, Prospect, and come up to Marion, and he, the pastor, got in a bottleneck up here, you know? I was going to call that in, the bottleneck, but that was a pretty thing known about. And you've probably heard that all your life. I got into a bottleneck. That's why I was late.
Yeah.
Thanks, Scott. Or Scott.
I'm here, too. I can hear you.
Scott's back now.
What's that, Scott?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. You're taking it all in, then. About
I'm taking it all in. Bottleneck, bottle cap.
Have a good one, bye.
Good to bye-bye. No, I enjoy Pastor Whitaker being here, and I think it's an interesting conversation. We haven't talked about that this morning, oddly enough.
About
Kimmel came back this week.
Yeah, see,
totally forgot about it.
That's what threw me off, because we talked about it on Wednesday, so I was like, it has to be new, but we hadn't talked about it yet here.
No,
so.
Since he came back.
Yeah.
So that goes to show you how much. But you know, it is interesting what the pastor said, and you know, I get that for years. You hang around with the liberal people. I post two shows on the internet, typically a week. One is the Friday night show, and one is the Wednesday night taping. Now, the reason I post those shows are for two reasons. Number one, the Friday night show is outside the regular schedule. It's not every morning at the same time. So I feel I need to remind people to watch that show because it's late. It only happens once a week, and that's why I advertise that show. And the Wednesday night taping is not live. We do it on Wednesday night. It's a video taping. It's the only thing we do that's really video around here. So I feel the need to advertise that. So I do advertise those shows every week. And that's why those two shows get the advertisement. There's no diabolical reason behind it other than that. That's the reason. And so there you go. But, you know, it is interesting, though. You know, as I've said before, if I were in Marion, Ohio doing a show, and if I had a good friendship with Mary Ellen and I did not have her on, the most famous politician ever in Marion, Ohio, who's alive, I think that would be stupid of me not to do that. I don't do that because of her political party. I do that because of her notoriety. Simple as that. And also being able to look back. She's not saying anything now to get elected because she's not running for anything. So the opinions you get from her now are mostly historic. And if you listen to the shows I do with her, most of the time we're reflecting back on things that she did. We're not reflecting on current events. It happens, but it's certainly not the majority of the time. And so there's that. Now, Glenn comes in maybe once every 3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, we don't see Glenn all that often.
So, you know, but if I have DeWine on, people don't go, oh, you're a Democrat. You know, we had DeWine on. Schauber's on a lot. Schauber's on probably more than Glenn Goble. He's a Republican.
Schauber, yeah.
Are you? You're a Democrat, I heard.
Yeah,
that's what I heard there.
I got that too. I thought that was funny.
You're the Democrat too. So there you go.
That's funny. See, I think I've said on here before that I'm liberal Republican.
Yeah, so I don't know. See, isn't that interesting though? That's what we get. But here we are, Kimmel. Okay, we didn't talk about that this morning.
Glad he's back. You should watch the first show. It's well worth it. You got to finish this show, though, again.
Yeah. Well, as I've said, the Kimmel thing to me, I've never watched the show. I did not watch him come back Tuesday night. I am not a fan, never was a fan of anything he ever did. But the problem was there, if ABC was taking him off because of ratings and money, then they picked a very bad day to do it because you did it the same day the FCC chairman said we can do this the easy way or the hard way, talking about the Kimmel show. So that's just bad timing. And if you don't want him on, don't put him back on. You're Disney. You own the show. The fact that you put him back on, what does that say?
I think my favorite part of the Kimmel Show, I didn't even know was my favorite part until the Wednesday night taping, because we brought up the fact that the, well, I think it was you brought up the fact that The View hadn't, didn't say anything about the Jimmy Kimmel cancellation or whatever, on their, you know, show the day after, and Jimmy Carr, or sorry, Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
He came back.
In Jimmy Kimmel's thing, when he opens up the show, he says that he has like a call with Brennan Carr, the head of the FCC, and it's Robert De Niro, and when it cuts to the video of him, he's on like on the cell phone or on the, I guess it's like an actual telephone, threatening Oprah Winfrey.
Well, all I'm saying is if the FCC wants to set rules for what you can do and you can't do, then they need to send out those rules, because that's what networks will abide by, because most networks don't want to lose their license. You can't go after the fact. That's the problem. You can't say, oh, that was it. That's one of those things you can't do.
Isn't that what the FCC does?
Yeah, that is what they do, and that's the problem.
I mean, it's all just kind of at their discretion.
Right, and that's what they'll tell you. They'll say everything's situational. Like, you can say, like, I could not say on broadcast radio, I cannot say female body parts, and I cannot say male body parts. But when I had Dr. Ruth on, who was a sex therapist, she could on the same airwaves.
Because, like, educational?
Yes, because the reason is context. The reason is she is a therapist. She's a licensed therapist. She's not trying to make a joke. And it's contextual. So it's not even the word. Now, if I did a news story where I said somebody got shot in the, you know, the word. Now, that's not a joke. But is that okay? Now, see, they would have to review that. I guess if people laughed, it's a joke. You know, it's the FCC is a difficult group. Let me tell you, I've asked for the rule book before. They don't have a rule book.
That's funny. I don't know. It's just funny. I don't know.
It's true. They want you to play by a set of rules, and they don't tell you the rules. This is a problem.
I think it's just like a. It's basically like a. It just protects them.
I guess.
It seems like it, because, like, I mean, they can never say that, I mean, because they're like, well, you know.
And I don't, I you know, it's always, life's interesting. As I said, the Kimmel thing, and ABC could cancel him tomorrow. As long as ABC wants to cancel him because of low ratings or no profit, that's fine. That's happened for 70 years. That's how network television works. If you're not making a profit and you're not of any use to that network, they're going to fire you. Guess what? Johnny Carson got pushed out for Jay Leno. Guess what? David Letterman got to a point where they thought, maybe you've been on too long. Barbara Walters, at the end of her career, there was some nudging that maybe you should go. It happens to them all. It's not always because of something you say. It's because your time has run its course. But that's what it should be. It should not have anything to do with the government. And that was the issue here, and that's why Kimmel's back on, and that's why Tuesday night he got the biggest ratings he's ever gotten in the however many years he's been on the air.
Yes, he even made a remark about it in his show, as did Colbert, funnily enough. I thought Colbert's was just funny, because he thanked everybody in the, because it's a live audience, he thanked everybody in the audience for watching, and he thanked everybody for watching at home, who he said was probably just his wife, Evie, I think he said, I don't know, but probably just his wife, because everybody else was watching Kimmel, because he returned tonight.
Well, I'm going to try to be delicate about this, but this happened locally, and okay, there was a broadcaster who went on the air one day and made fun of somebody's obituary picture. Now, they didn't make fun of it. How do I put this? It wasn't like a joke, but they thought the wrong obituary picture was put in. They really thought it was the wrong obituary picture. And they said it on the air. Okay? Then they found out it wasn't the wrong obituary picture, that it was the right obituary picture. Okay, so what do you do? Do you come back on and apologize, which brings it up again? That the fact that you did that, that you kind of made fun of somebody's obituary picture? Or, not purposely, but you did it. Or do you just not say anything and then that moment lives in forever, that you did it?
Well, I guess you apologize.
I think that's just nothing was ever said. It was decided upon that nothing would ever be said about it.
That was it?
Yep. Because at the time, nobody said anything, so...
Was it just like a goofy picture or something? Like,
I'm not going to get into exactly what it was, because somebody might have heard it. But
okay.
It definitely, in the moment, I think the person thought they were defending the people's family by saying, you put the wrong obituary picture in there, that's horrible, blah, blah, blah. But it was the right obituary picture, so then... Now you're making fun of the dead person.
Well, now I got to look up this situation.
Well, it happened. And I conferenced with it. There was a big discussion about that. And I said, just don't say anything. Because, you know, they didn't want to say anything. I said, then don't. If you've got some apology plan, then say it. But if you don't want to talk about it, I'm not going to make you talk about it. Don't talk about it.
Fair enough, I guess.
And they felt bad about it.
What? Yeah, I bet you would.
Yeah, but do you want to bring it up again? Then you just keep bringing... See, that's the problem. When you keep bringing it up, you're just giving that person more popularity. You're giving that issue more light. Stop it. You made a mistake. If somebody asks you about it, then say something. But don't... You don't need to make a big statement. You don't need to lead the show with it.
I guess. I don't know.
But it happened.
That's good.
Maybe I'll write about that in the book.
That was local?
Uh-huh. Happened over a weekend.
That's nice.
The remark was made on a Friday. Well, maybe even longer than that. Remark was made on a Friday, and I think early the next week it was pointed out.
Did it make the news? Like, if I look it up, will I find it?
No, because we never brought it up again. And I don't know how many people heard the original broadcast of it.
Nah, it's funny.
So, you know, it happens. Sometimes you make a mistake. That's a mistake. That's not on purpose, but I don't think people would have liked it.
Yeah.
So there you are. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
See, I don't know. Seems to be like a lose-lose scenario there.
Yeah, that's why you don't do it. But I also don't understand, I mean, Megyn Kelly pointing out that Jimmy Kimmel had made light of people being canceled. Well, he probably has.
But isn't that kind of his job?
Well, I don't know, you know... But now isn't Megyn Kelly making light of somebody being canceled? See, it's a big circle is the problem. We get into a circle with that.
I'm confused.
Well, okay, Tucker Carlson gets fired, so Jimmy Kimmel makes fun of it. Jimmy Kimmel gets benched, and then Megyn Kelly. Now, is Megyn Kelly doing it in a more serious way? Yeah, but Megyn Kelly's not a comedian either.
But Jimmy Kimmel is.
Right, so is there a difference? I don't know.
Yeah, yes, and comedy's free. Freedom and comedy.
Well, some people would say no.
Well, then you're, I don't know, censorship supporter. Supporter of censorship. Yeah.
I don't know. Some people call that censorship, and some people call that vulgarity. You know? I don't know. I don't know where these lines are.
I don't think anybody does.
And that's the problem.
I don't even think the FCC does. I think that's why they have the non-existent guidelines. Because if something like the whole I don't know. If something happens where something there's a big blow up, then the FCC can always come in and be like, nope, see, It just protects their backs.
All I know is I don't understand why people just can't. I don't know Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't know Charlie Kirk. I don't know these people. So I don't take those things that personally.
Things like what?
Like that. You know, things that people say. When Charlie Kirk would say something that people didn't like, I don't know Charlie Kirk, so I don't... Okay. When Jimmy Kimmel said what he said, I don't know Jimmy Kimmel. Okay. When Donald Trump says something that he says, you know, whatever. If it's, you know, we're talking about policy here. I don't think we're talking about what people say. And, you know, I always thought it was the unpopular things that we were supposed to protect. Popular speech doesn't need protecting. It's popular. Who's going to want to cancel popular stuff?
Yeah, I agree.
It's the if you don't like something somebody said, that should be the thing you want to defend. Mm-hmm. Because that's the whole point. Popular speech doesn't need defending.
Okay.
I mean, so I guess if you were angry at what Kimmel said, or you were angry at something Charlie Kirk said, you should be up for their right to say it. Because that's the point.
I don't know who said it, but wasn't there a politician or president or something who said something along the lines of, like, I may not like what you have to say, but I'll die for your right to say it, something like that?
Right, and I think that's what most things are based in, you know? I don't know. It's odd. I could care less about politics. I do not spend my time off this program talking about politics. Now, some people love it. They just want to talk about it all day long.
I like to argue.
I just don't care. I mean, do what you want
to
do.
Well, you don't have to care. That's what makes it fun.
No, I care about the country, but I'm not gonna spend my time having conversations with people when there are a bazillion other things to have conversations about. If what I believe is what I believe, I don't need to convert you.
Well, I'm not
to my side of believing.
It's for the love of the argument. There's no conversion happening.
And by the way,
I
don't understand what sides are. People say my side, your side. Like there's two.
Well,
what is that? Republican, Democrat?
They certainly act like it.
Well, what if you're a Republican who believes in pro-life? Or a Democrat who believes in pro-life? What if you're a Republican who's pro-choice? Where are you then? Which side are you on? I mean, I don't think this is a football game.
Probably more on the, like...
I just get tired of hearing about sides. I don't know what side... You know, there are a lot of issues I care about in the world, but those are not the main ones.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Main ones like what? Your side, my side? Is that what you're referring to? Or main ones like...
Well, I mean, just a lot of the issues that people want to... argue about. I don't care about those issues. I don't think they affect the majority of the people. You know, do what you want. You know, it's on you.
That's a libertarian stance.
Well, no, it is on you. I mean,
that's a libertarian stance.
If it's a moral dilemma, how can I judge if I do it? Then I guess that's on me. But if it's on you, if you do something that is morally wrong, how is that going to affect me?
I mean, I guess it depends on, like, there are like just morally wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know.
Let's say I'm against abortion. Against it. Okay. I don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody down the street gets an abortion. Now, how does that affect me? Okay, so even though I'm against it, them doing it, I didn't do it.
Okay.
So how does this affect me?
Doesn't.
That's my point. But it's not libertarian, because libertarians just want to throw all the laws up in the air.
No.
And I don't agree with that.
No.
They do. The true libertarians want to relax laws as much as they can. And I don't know that that's the best idea.
Basically just like no theft, no murder.
Right, and I'm not sure that's the best way to go.
The big things. You can't do anything that infringes on somebody else's freedoms.
Doesn't everything?
No.
It doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean,
if you really want to murder somebody, why should we have some kind of law?
That infringes on somebody else's freedoms.
Go ahead, caller.
I really just took the...
Go ahead.
You're a libertarian. Wow, you're on a rant. Libertarians want to get... Those are anarchists, Scott.
What did I say?
You said libertarians want to throw up all the laws.
Yeah. Most of the laws, they do.
Yeah, most of
what?
Most of the laws, they do.
Yeah, but you just said all of the laws.
Well, I was paraphrasing essentially what they want to do.
Hyperbole.
Yeah.
Paraphrasing.
I thought people would understand hyperbole, but maybe not.
Well, I'm curious. It's been a while since we've heard about Kurt Detweiler. What, any latest news? Why?
No.
Why he was dismissed, and is he driving a truck now, or
don't know.
Delivering pizzas?
I don't even know if he's local anymore. I'm certain the palace doesn't want to talk about it.
Wow.
Didn't you FOIA?
I
don't know if I want to... I was thinking of making a donation to the Palace Cultural Arts, but I'm afraid to now. Don't know what to do. Well, just thought I'd call in and say, hey, what happened to Detweiler?
No news. No, and I said, I don't think the Palace wants to talk about it.
Yeah. You know, that's a shame. They should at least have something, you know? They should at least say, okay, we know there's a lot of stuff going on surrounding Kurt Detweiler. We had a talk with him, and both parties agreed to move on, or something like that. At least.
Well, I'll tell you, I did a public information request at the time. Now, the trick with that is, you know, there's no real limit of time that they have to fill that. Now, have they filled it yet? No. And there's going to be a certain amount of time, if they don't fill it, that obviously something will have to be done. But
do they get federal grants and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think you can get a Freedom of Information Act if it's something that a personnel issue. Although...
Oh, you can get meeting minutes.
I got to believe you ought to be able to get the minutes of
right.
the meeting.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Get the minutes.
Most people
meeting.
Don't listen to me when I'm...
Well, I was talking, and if you were talking while I was talking, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah. So. No, but you're right. That's what I requested, was the meeting minutes, and I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah.
I also requested his resignation letter, which should be public, and haven't got that yet either.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see the minutes from Can Do as well, you know? So, well, to a better tomorrow. Everybody have a good weekend.
Thank you. Well, we'll see what shows up. I don't know. Made that request the day he was let go, so I don't know. Haven't seen him yet.
How long has that been?
Whenever that was, a month ago. They have a certain amount of time. So, you know, I guess I could go to the Attorney General and say they're not, and then they'll give him a time frame that they have to fill it.
It sounds like a lot of work. You could just wait. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying. I assume they're going to fill it. I assume they're going to fill it. I can't believe the palace is going to try to violate that.
Yeah.
But we'll give them a little more time.
Hasn't been that long.
But it's starting to look more suspicious the longer they wait.
It's starting to look suspicious.
So, you know, how long, what do you want to do here? We'll see.
It'll be interesting.
This is why I like talking about Golden Bachelor and other things like that. People don't get that angry about that.
Who's angry?
People get fired up over politics. People don't get that fired up over, you know, stuff like that. They don't get fired up over Golden Bachelor. You can have a discussion about it, and you can argue about it, and you can do and fun with it, but people aren't going to take that personally.
Because there's nothing personal about it.
There's nothing personal about politics. We've just gotten to the world where it's sides.
Well, I mean,
my side and your side.
Well, I mean, I guess inherently I'm on my side, but my side's really just for me. Like, I mean, I don't know what you mean by my side, I guess. Or your side.
I don't know. That's what I always hear, though.
There's not a politician who's in any party who I would 100% agree with. So I'm on nobody's side as far as I'm concerned. That's what I've always thought about running for office. Because, like, if I want what I want done, then I might have to just do it, you know?
Well, it's interesting. I find the world an interesting place politically, because when presidential elections are going on, or something's going on with the government, or something's going on locally, certainly you have to talk about it. But, you know, locally, people don't see things. You know, they're not as quick to jump on you for being one side or the other. I think anybody who tries to turn local politics into Republican and Democrat, I think you're headed down a bad road there.
I don't understand that. There's not a whole lot of Republican and Democrat in local politics. I mean, it's...
No, but this ain't...
What is it Jason Schauber always says? I don't know, something about... I think he says potholes and street signs, I think. That's what he says. Local politics is potholes and street signs.
Yeah, but I don't know that it always is just that.
Well, it...
But I think, if you're trying to base your... People take things personally, let's just put it that way. Some people are a little too thin-skinned.
You can't institute any party policy at a local level.
Well, that's why I don't understand. Most people have a little vengefulness in them. And what they're trying to do is come at you in some way. And I don't know why that is, but that's what they do. You know, oh, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to give you an interview. I'm not going to do this. Okay, whatever. You know, at this point, I've interviewed most people I wanted to interview. If you want to come on, good. If not, bad. Most people I want to talk to are for the listener. I think maybe the listener might want to hear what you have to say. If you don't want them to hear what you have to say, okay.
If you as in the guest?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I lost track there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, we did a whole show yesterday on workforce development. I think that's something the audience might want to hear. You know, that's not me going, oh, I've got to get that person on. You know, it's what you think people might want to hear, might be interested in.
What's happening in workforce development?
How do you make it grow? Is that what you're asking?
What's happening?
That's what we went through yesterday. These are things that probably need to happen. Community collaboratives, education, people who are interested, government working with people who have a background in the...
How do you get people interested in working?
Go ahead, caller.
Can I talk a little bit about politics, Scott, for a few minutes?
Oh, go right ahead. Which side are you on?
Well, I want to tell you something, and you're going to have a good little laugh and a kind of coincidental thing. But my cousin, she is 2 years older than I, and I was out back working yesterday, and she called, and Carol and her talked. And that would be my cousin's daughter, would be my first cousin first removed. But she lost her husband a few 3 or 4 years back. But she, down in Washington, D.C., she contributes her volunteer time, like the people up here, where you hear a lot of people was out to hospital, like my wife, she volunteered at the hospital and stuff. But yes, well, there isn't no guess because it's a kind of foolish statement to make. But she volunteers her time at Washington, D.C. Zoo cleaning out the gorilla cages. Now, can you picture that? A woman, our oldest son's 62, so she's right in that age group also. But a woman, raised in Mount Gilead and stuff and everything and went to college, and they had no trouble with money and stuff. But as far as money go, just volunteer your time cleaning out the zoo at Washington, D.C. My other question is, was you ever been to Washington, D.C. at any of the, at all yourself?
I have.
I have not. So I've been a lot of places. Carol and her girlfriend went down there, and both of them were pregnant when they was down there. I can remember that distinctly. But you think of all the places I've been, I never been to Washington, D.C. I hear that was one fabulous place. So it's got to be with all the politicians and all the stuff that goes down down there. And the other one, like me jumping around and everything, I hear our government is going on strike. I never heard you guys say anything about the government possibly going on, per se, strike.
Is well, we don't know yet. 5 days we got. I mean, as it gets closer, I'm sure we'll talk about it. But
you know, every minute clicking on the clock, Scott, it's getting closer. Every minute it clicks on the clock, that's a pretty big statement to be made that they're going to shut things down. Maybe, or maybe you got a better outlook, and I don't understand it from the media on TV. It's so quick and stuff. Could you give any idea of what they're going to do that for?
Well, yeah, but I basically right now it's
ahead. Go ahead and I'll hang up.
Okay, sounds good. Well, yeah, we are on the verge of a government shutdown. I think the deadline is next Thursday or Friday. It's somewhere in there. But we're down to about the last 5 days of it. And the last time they had, I think it was July, right before July 4th is when this came up, and they just did an extension. That was when Schumer got Democrats to agree to keep the government open, and everybody got angry at him because they thought that extended what Donald Trump was doing and funded his programs. Well, now it's down to, is Schumer going to have that support this time, and is he going to call for that? And it's looking like he's not. And if he doesn't, then the government is going to close. And that's what it's coming down to.
I think it's a lose-lose for Schumer now.
Well, I don't think it was a win-lose last time.
Well, I mean,
what did he win?
Well, nothing. But isn't the main point of him saying that he didn't want the government shut down was because if the government shut down, the president gets
to make decisions.
Yeah, basically, yep. And then he was just going to start shutting stuff down anyways. So now, I mean, if he votes to shut, or I guess if he, you know.
I think the theory is, for most Democrats, is good, do that, and then we'll hang that around his neck. When you don't get your food card, and you don't get your Medicaid, and you don't get your Medicare, and you can't go to the doctor, then you have one person to blame for that.
Well, I'm going to blame a lot of people. First, I mean, I don't have any of those, but I would blame...
That's their theory.
I would blame the president for, one, doing it. I'd blame the Democrats for not doing anything. I'd blame the Republicans for also not doing anything.
Well, at this point, what can the Democrats do? The Democrats can keep it open, which is going to allow the funding to continue, which continues to diminish, or they can shut it down and leave it up to the president to continue to fund those programs or not. So what do you do?
I think it's a lose-lose here, like I said.
I don't know if it's lose for them. I really don't. Because if the government shuts down and it actually has to go to Donald Trump's pen to shut down those organizations, then I think he might take a little more of the blame than the Democrats take. And I think that was the problem a lot of Democrats had with him last time. And I think that's why Republicans are starting to get angry and saying a government shutdown is bad, because they know that that's going to fall on him and their party. And they don't want to do that.
So they're playing chicken.
I don't know. I think the Democrats would shut it down this time.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes in chicken, the cars hit each other, you know?
But what do people want them to do? I don't know.
Something. They haven't done anything.
Well, maybe this is it.
They've given a 22-hour speech, and that was, you know, one guy.
But you know, as soon as it happens, the Republicans will blame them. They'll say you shut down the government. Now people aren't getting their services. But yet when the Republicans shut down the government, the Democrats blamed them and said people aren't getting their services. Here we are.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Listener out there, you can't talk about politics or religion without upsetting someone.
True.
Yep, I think so.
I don't know why that is. You think people would be more tolerable?
I don't know. They don't like people talking on college campuses and things of the sort. I blame the internet. 100% wholeheartedly blame the internet.
Well, it is a different world. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you have any opinions on anything. But politics, if people could not take politics personally, it would be interesting to discuss it. But people just get so personal. And as moderate as you try to be about it, as in the middle as you try to be, if you're not with the person, you're against them. And that's a little tiring. You know, no other subject in life is really like that.
With, like, your...
Yeah. If you say, blah, I believe, blah, 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 and you make it pretty known that you believe that, and I ask you a question about that, you take that as me questioning you. And I get so tired of that. That's so boring to me. Go ahead.
Your show offends me. I'm tired of every time you getting on there. All you are an offensive, no good Nazi.
Well, I tell you, the callers have got people more offended as of late with each other than me.
It's insanity. Too many people don't know how. You know, when you have an argument, it doesn't mean you have a knockdown, drag out fight. There's an argument. You make your points to this. You make your counterpoints. Too many people don't know how to deal with facts, and they don't know how to articulate what they're thinking, and they get frustrated. And, you know, you should never go into an argument not knowing the facts that you're trying to put forth.
But I don't, what I just said as we're running, you know, toward the end of this program, I don't understand, which is why I don't like politics as much as I like talking about other things, is because if you take a stance on something politically, and I ask you a question about it, just because I ask you the question, you think I'm against you. And I get, that to me is tiring. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Because I ask you a question about it, because I'm questioning, means I'm on the other side. I'm asking a question because it's a talk show.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of sometimes the pundit for the general public when you ask questions, because you're asking questions you think, you feel, that the general public should know, and if they were all there, they would probably ask that question.
Well, right, and I, you know, if you say you are pro-life, I'm going to say, why are you pro-life? If you say you are pro-choice, I'm going to say, why are you pro-choice? I want to know.
There's an ordinance I wish the city would pass, and that would be to make all squirrels wear diapers.
Well, there you go. Why?
Wow, I say, why? Because I'm tired of squirrel shit. That's why.
See?
No, to get back with Matt, what's workforce? And for the few minutes or whatever we have, you know, workforce development is trying to point students into careers so that they can hopefully step into a career and earn a living right out of high school if you're not going to Tri Rivers, or if you graduate from Tri Rivers, or go to MTC, OSU. It's something that hopefully you can point them in the direction. And in manufacturing, in particular, is the business of the United States of America. And there are so many opportunities that are exciting in manufacturing, engineering, all kinds of things that you can be creative in. And we need to spark some enthusiasm in these students to pursue something. Because from 7th grade to 12th, that's what, 5 years, one would hope that someone would discover something that would inspire them to pursue that career. So it's really important that we have that kind of thinking. And I would point out the industrialchannel.com. There are a lot of things in there that hopefully students will like, as well as manufacturers, so on and so forth. And a lot of videos on there. Here's a quick instance. Do you know what the first industry manufacturing in the United States was?
No.
It was passed by Congress in 93 or 94. It was the creation of Harper's Ferry and the Springfield Armory. That was the United States government manufacturing industrial complex that was started. So
goes way back.
Way back.
Guns.
But we've got a lot of things. Wright Brothers airplanes on there, General Motors, Tesla's manufacturing plant, all kinds of things that would hopefully inspire students to pursue a career, something so that when they get out of high school, they can hit the ground, have a good income, and attain the American dream. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, and we'll be on 8 to 10 tonight. You can talk about it then. Well, maybe if you show up, if you don't take a big long nap today or something. Be back 8 to 10 tonight, and then Matt, what'd you say was going to be on 10 to 11 tonight?
I'm going to talk some about football. There's a baseball story I wanted to talk about. Talk about the return of Kimmel, you know, things like that.
All right, that starts at 8:15 tonight. Don't miss it for love nor money. And who knows what will happen between now and then that we'll want to talk about. Stay tuned to this station. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
BH1071.com. CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Mary.